Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. I do want to encourage you to check out our other podcast. Our focus right now is, of course, on the amazing world of radio, where we're just getting towards the end of a great series looking at the career of Jack Webb over radio outside of the detective genre. However, we've got a lot of other past series, including holiday specials, Les Miserables with Orson Welles, great movies over radio, and The Summer of Bogart. In addition, we'll be doing a four-part Kirk Douglas tribute, and we'll be having some Easter programs, and then, of course, our big summer series, which will be voted on by our Patreon supporters. So you can go to amazing.greatdetectives.net. We also still have the World War II podcast, The War, thewar.greatdetectives.net, and the video companion to this podcast at videotheater.greatdetectives.net. Now, I will take as read everything I explained about how impossible this series is to date, and we'll bring you the second transcription in Mystery is My Hobby. And this one is Mr. Michael's Suspect.
Mystery is My Hobby.
Inspector Denton and I had arranged to spend a few days at a resort called Southern Hot Springs. At the last moment, I was detained in New York. Inspector Denton went on alone, and I entrained 2 days later to join him at the resort. Why, I beg your pardon. I thought this was...
It is your section, Mr. Drake. You are Mr. Drake, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I'm afraid you have the advantage.
I'm Monica Michaels, Mrs. Rex Michaels.
Oh, what a pity that...
Please, I'm in desperate trouble, Mr. Drake. I need your help.
Oh?
I haven't dared go to anyone else. They'd think me crazy.
Why would they think you crazy, Mrs. Michael?
Because I believe my husband is trying to kill me.
So, and just what makes you think that?
Oh, it's rather a long story. I have no proof, no evidence. To all appearances, we're both very happy, very contented.
Then you're still in love with your husband?
Still in love with him. I could no more stop loving Rex than I could stop breathing.
You intrigue me, Mrs. Michaels. A woman who is sure that her husband is trying to kill her and just as sure that she loves him is rare.
But don't you see, that's why I haven't dared go to any of my friends. What if I'm wrong? What if Rex should find out about my fears? What if he is ill?
Yes. Can you think of any reason why your husband might want you out of a way? Another woman, perhaps?
No, I'm positive. If there were a reason, it'd be almost a relief. There's nothing... Nothing on which I can base my suspicions except...
Yes?
My husband's a writer, Mr. Drake. Perhaps you've read some of his things.
Yes. Rex Michael's stories have a rather psychological flavor. I was wondering if you were the same man. I admire his work very much.
Rex would be flattered to hear you say that, Mr. Drake.
When did these suspicions first appear in your mind, Mrs. Michael?
They began one evening about a year ago. Lucille and Neil Parker, our best friends and neighbors...
Hey... Wonder what's happened to Monica. I've never yet met the woman who could powder her nose in less than half an hour.
Oh, don't be impatient, Neil. She'll be along. Cigarette, Rex?
No, thanks. Neil is right. Only a woman could quit a bridge game with a final rubber hanging in the balance. I'll call her.
Monica, we're waiting.
Oh, don't bother her, Rex.
She's been gone long enough.
Monica!
Did you call me, Rex?
Yes, for heaven's sakes, where are you?
I'm coming right down.
Well, you see, all she needed was a little... Good heavens, what was that?
Why, it sounded as though Monica fell down the stairs.
Good Lord, how could that have happened?
There she is, lying at the foot of the stairs. Monica! Monica!
Be careful, Rex. There might be some bones broken.
Oh, Monica. She's white as a sheet. Neil, she isn't dead.
Darling, speak to me.
Of course she isn't dead. Now get hold of yourself, Rex. Suppose you call a doctor.
But if she's...
Neil's right, Rex. Call the doctor and try to get hold of yourself. We'll take care of Monica.
All right, be careful of her. I'll get Dr. Harvey. Is it any better, darling?
I don't know. The
pain doesn't go away.
There must be something we can do. Rex, suppose I run across the street and look at our medicine cabinet.
No. The ambulance will be along any minute. We might give her the wrong thing.
Say, it's been over an hour since you called. I'm going to give them a ring and see what's going on.
Tell them to hurry.
Why don't they get here? Why don't they get here?
Oh, if she could only faint, it would be so much better.
Monica isn't the fainting kind. Here, dampen that cloth again. Let me bathe her face.
All right. Here.
Thank you. There. Does that feel better, darling?
My arm hurts terribly.
Oh, she's getting delirious. The pain must be frightful.
Is the pain frightful, Monica? Tell me, is the pain frightful? How does it feel? Tell me exactly how it feels.
Rex, what are you saying? That expression on your face.
Tell me exactly how it feels, Monica. Tell me.
Oh, Neil, what's the matter?
I just got hold of the county hospital.
Oh, what did they say? Why isn't the ambulance here?
They said that they'd received no call to send an ambulance out here. They checked the switchboard and found that there'd been no call from a Rex Michaels tonight.
I'm not sure that I quite understand what you're trying to tell me, Mrs. Michaels.
I'm not sure either. Well, that is, I wasn't sure then.
But you became sure later on.
I think so. I did faint before the ambulance arrived that night, but when I returned to consciousness, I was in a bed at the county hospital. Lucille Parker was sitting in a chair at the end.
Oh, Lucille, what happened?
You're all right now, darling. You fell down the stairs and broke your arm.
Oh, yes, I remember. Where's Rex?
Neil took him across the street for a drink. He was terribly shaken.
Poor Rex. Must have been terrible for him watching me suffer.
Yes.
I remember how he kept asking me how I felt, how the pain felt. Poor dear.
Yes.
Sometimes I think Rex suffers more.
Lou,
something wrong?
Oh, no, dear, nothing. Nothing at all.
But you're looking at me so strangely.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's nothing, really.
Lou, is anything wrong with Rex? Did my accident upset him? Lou?
Darling, I don't know what to say.
Don't know what to say? Lou, whatever in the world are you talking about? Tell me.
Monica, your fall wasn't an accident.
Wasn't an accident?
No. You see, before we left the house, Neil went upstairs to get our things. He slipped on the rug at the head of the stairs.
Slipped? Oh, then that's how...
Yes, that's what caused you to fall, darling. You know, it's a small scatter rug placed at the top of the stairs.
Yes, I know that, but it'd be impossible to slip on it. Both Rex and I were careful to put non-skid rubber mats underneath. Lou!
The rubber mats had been removed, Monica. One of them fell from Rex's pocket while they were carrying you to the ambulance.
Are you trying to tell me that your husband resorted to such a crude attempt to take your life, Mrs. Michaels?
No, not then.
Not then?
It's very difficult for me to explain this, Mr. Drake. It's too much like a nightmare. Oh, good heavens, if it only were a nightmare.
Yes, you were upset, Mrs. Michaels. If you'd rather
not... No, I want to tell you, I must... Lying in bed at the hospital, I had plenty of time to think. The absurdity of the thing struck me. Rux came every day. He was most kind and considerate. I convinced myself that it had been an accident, that the hospital had been mistaken about not receiving the telephone call. The rug had become loose, and Rex had absentmindedly picked up one of the rubber mats and put it in his pocket.
In other words, you wanted to convince yourself that Rex wasn't trying to kill
him. He wasn't. Not then.
You said that before. What was he trying to do then?
Rex is very intense, Mr. Drake. He's very much in love with his work. He demands realism in his characters.
I see. Go on, please.
He was writing a story at the time in which his chief character was suffering intense pain. The character tried to describe how she felt to her husband.
Good heavens, you don't mean that...
I don't want to mean what you're thinking, Mr. Drake. I wouldn't permit the thought to enter my head then. But later... After I came home from the hospital, Rex and I and the Parkers went on a picnic at a place called White Rocks Beach. The Parkers had also decided to forget the incident of my fall. There was a tiny cove at the beach that Rex had discovered sometimes earlier. Before eating our lunch, we played chess.
Neil, throw it here.
Okay. Here it comes, now. Let's see you catch it.
Nice work, Lou. Throw it here.
Okay. Watch it.
Wow, I had to reach for that one.
Throw it to me, Rex.
You bet. Get ready, darling. There she goes. Oh, shucks. Sorry, honey.
That's nice going, Rex. It only went above her head about 4 feet.
Oh, it landed in the water.
I'll get it.
No, let me. I haven't even got my bathing suit wet yet.
Okay, darling. Take it easy.
Be careful, Monica. There might be an undertow.
I'm all right.
Don't worry about Monica. She can outswim any of us.
Sure, she's the... Hey, look. The ball's being carried out. There must be a current there.
Monica doesn't realize it.
Good heavens. Monica! Monica, come back here!
She can't come back. The current's got
her. She's being pulled under.
Come on, we've got to help her. Monica!
Call it,
Monica!
Obviously, they reached you in time.
There was a dory pulled up on the beach. They used it to rescue me.
And what happened that time, Mrs. Michael?
They brought me back to the beach and used artificial respiration. It was hideous.
The same thing happened?
Yes. I can still see Rex's face, the way he looked at me. The almost avid expression in his eyes.
And you were convinced that Rex deliberately threw that ball over your head?
What else was I to think? It was Rex who suggested eating our lunch at the cove. Later, Neil made some casual investigations and learned Rex had arranged to have the dory there.
Well, which means, of course, that Rex wanted you to be rescued.
Yes, he... Oh, it's terrible to think of, but... The next week, I saw the manuscript of Rex's latest story. In it, one of his characters almost drowned.
Amazing. Were there other incidents after the drowning episode, Mrs. Michael?
Yes, many of them. During the weeks that followed, I ran the gamut of every emotional reaction possible for Rex to study.
And you think that Rex was responsible for all of them?
I'm not sure. I didn't want to think so.
And now you think he's trying to kill
you? Yes. Death. The agonies of a violent death, the only emotions he hasn't been able to observe at my expense.
And you believe that he'll make this attempt in your life at Southern Hot Springs?
2 weeks ago, Rex began to work on a new story. The setting is a southern health resort. Rex suggested we all go down to Hot Springs so that he could pick up some local color.
All of you?
Yes. He invited Neil and Lucille. I'm afraid he did it deliberately so as not to alarm me.
So, then the Parkers and your husband are on this train, too?
No. 2 days before we were to leave, I read in the papers that you were going to Hot Springs also, Mr. Drake.
Yeah.
That's why you found me sitting here in your section when you returned from the dining car.
But the fact that your husband and the Parkers are already in Hot Springs...
Oh, I told Rex that my sister in Connecticut had suddenly become ill, that I wanted to run up and see her. I urged him to go on with the Parkers. He couldn't very well refuse without arousing my suspicions. Mr. Drake, you will help me, won't you?
Help you? But what can I do? You have no evidence. You're not sure that you believe half of these things that have happened yourself, I'm afraid.
You're a writer, Mr. Drake. Rex admires you very much. He'd be flattered if you'd call on him.
But I have
you could question him without arousing his suspicions. I must know. I must.
Questioning people who are obviously neurotic, Mrs. Michaels, is out of my field. I'm afraid what
I... I have plenty of money. I could pay you. Please help me.
Very well, I'll do what I can. Inspector Danton will be at the station to meet me. I'll ask him to come along. I believe we're here, Mrs. Michaels. Will your husband be here to meet you?
I imagine so.
Carry your bags, sir?
Thank you, Porter. Here you are.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Bart.
That's Inspector Denton.
Hey, Bart, hey.
Hello, Inspector.
Bart, am I glad to see you? And me figuring I'm coming down here for a vacation.
Inspector, I want you to meet Mrs. Rex Michaels. Mrs. Michaels, this is Inspector Noah Danton.
How do you do, Inspector Danton?
Hi. Look, Bart, the doggonest thing... Michaels, did you say your name was Michaels, lady?
Yes, Mrs. Rex Michaels. Why?
Anything wrong, Inspector?
Wrong. I'll say something's wrong. A man named Neil Parker was found shot to death at the Surf Hotel yesterday, and I'm holding a guy named Rex Michaels for his murder. Bart, those are the facts of the case. This is the room where Parker was found dead. That's the gun that killed him lying on that table.
Mm-hmm. 38, eh, Inspector?
Yep.
Fingerprints?
Sure there were fingerprints. As nice a set as you want to see. Michael.
Well, naturally, they would be if you came in here and found him holding the gun.
Not only holding the gun, but standing over the corpse looking smug.
Smug, eh?
Yes, smug, eh?
All right, Inspector. What did Michael have to say for himself?
Oh, the usual stuff. He and Parker have been sitting here talking. Michael stepped across the hall for a minute. While he was gone, he heard a shot, came running back, found Parker with a bullet through his heart.
He saw the gun on the floor and picked it up without thinking, eh?
Yep, that's it.
Who owned the gun, Inspector?
Michael's. He said he'd carried it around with him for years, but never even had it loaded.
Uh-huh.
I found a box of cartridges in his bureau drawer with two bullets missing.
Well, are these things in this table Parker's personal effects?
Yep, nothing important there, though.
Let's see, billfold, keys, silver, watch. Hey, what's this?
What is it? What's it look like? It's a picture of a babe.
It's more than a picture of a babe, Inspector. It's a picture of Monica Michaels.
Huh? Well, what about it? They were all good friends, weren't they?
Yes, they were. Well, what else is there?
Nothing much. That pile of papers there is the story Michaels was working on.
Oh? Did you read it, Inspector?
Yeah, dull as dishwater.
So?
It's a yarn about a private detective who solves a murder after the regular police have failed. Imagine that.
I can't imagine that, Inspector. By the way, tell me something, will you?
Glad to, Bart. What's on your mind?
Why do you think Michaels is innocent of murdering Neil Parker?
Why do I?
That's right.
Doggone it, Bart. Haven't I already told you that I've had the guy arrested? Haven't I shown you that all the evidence points to his guilt?
Stop being so proud, you old codger. Huh? There's a doubt in your mind, or you wouldn't have asked me even to look at the corpse. Now, what is it?
Well, what? Well, it's like this. In the first place, Parker was wearing a jacket he'd borrowed from Michaels.
Oh?
Yeah. So it could be that whoever murdered Parker meant to get Michaels.
What?
In the second place, I haven't been able to scrape up a motive for Michaels murdering his best friend.
Consider that it's necessary that you do so, Inspector?
Well, I like to be thorough about these things, you know. Then there's another thing.
Yeah?
I talked to Mrs. Parker, and she told me a lot of things about the way Rex Michaels has been acting lately.
So? Such as trying to kill his wife?
Yeah. How did you know?
Mrs. Michaels told me.
Well, then that's it.
What is it?
Mrs. Michaels had a motive, and Mrs. Michaels was here in Hot Springs at the time the murder was committed.
What?
That's right. Mrs. Parker saw her. So did a couple of other people.
Can that be possible? Could she have...
Yeah, she could have. I checked the plane schedules. She could have flown back as far as Washington and picked up the southbound limited there.
By Jove, Inspector, you may be right. It was after we left Washington that I came back and found Mrs. Michaels waiting in my section.
Sure, I'm right. I'm always right, but... Wait a minute. We can't just go galloping into Mrs. Michaels' room and arrest her without any evidence now, can we?
No, but we can go galloping in and find that evidence. Inspector, send down to the police station and have Rex Michaels brought up here.
But, Lou, why would Rex want to kill Neil? Why?
The answer to that seems pretty obvious to me, Monica.
What do you mean?
I mean he must have found out that Neil realized what Rex was doing to him.
Oh, that silly Rex wouldn't have shot him. He couldn't have.
Oh? Your attitude toward your husband seems to have changed.
It hasn't changed. I think Rex is ill, but not ill enough to commit murder.
And yet you believe that was the very reason he wanted you to come to Hot Springs, to murder you?
No, I didn't think that, not really. Oh, I don't know what I thought. Perhaps I imagined all these things. Perhaps it's I who's ill.
Perhaps it is, darling. Perhaps that's why you were here yesterday.
Lucille, what are you saying?
Oh, darling, I don't want to alarm you, but you were here yesterday. I saw you, and other people saw you. Suppose you are ill, Monica.
You don't mean... You can't mean...
I'm afraid, Monica. Afraid for you. Could it be that you've imagined these things about Rex?
Oh, no. I'm not ill. I'm not.
You're afraid of Rex. You thought he was going to kill you. Neil was wearing Rex's jacket when he was shot. Oh, Monica, could we have been mistaken all these months?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Michael. Oh, I imagine you're Mrs. Parker. I'm Barton Drake.
Oh, yes, Barton Drake. You're the criminologist.
That's right.
It was you to whom Monica wanted to talk about Rex.
Yes, we rode down on the train together. Is anything wrong, Mrs. Michael?
No. No, I'm all right. I think I'd like to sit down.
Monica and I have been talking, Mr. Drake. Something happened that she doesn't seem to remember.
I couldn't have been here yesterday. I couldn't have.
Oh, this is dreadful. You see, Mr. Drake, Monica was here in Hot Springs yesterday.
Yes, I know. You saw her and some other people saw her. Who were the other people, Mrs. Parker?
Who were they?
That's right.
Oh, some casual acquaintances whom we met here at the hotel. Does it matter?
It matters a very great deal. What were their names? Are they at the hotel now?
No, as a matter of fact, they aren't. They left this morning. I don't remember their names. It didn't seem important.
Not important. Where was it that these people met Mrs. Michaels?
Monica? Why, they never... Oh, of course, they must have met somewhere, mustn't they?
In order to recognize her, they certainly must have. Come, Mrs. Parker, why did you want to establish that Mrs. Michaels was here?
Why, I... Then I wasn't here. I'm not going mad.
Of course you're not going mad, Mrs. Michaels. Mrs. Parker, do you mind if I search your room?
Yes, I do mind. I resent your attitude, Mr. Drake. You tricked me. What are you doing at that fireplace?
I was wondering about these charred fragments of photographs. Have you been burning photographs, Mrs. Parker?
No, yes. They were some old pictures I decided to destroy.
Pictures of whom? Pictures of Mrs. Michaels? Do they belong to your late husband? And these bits of metal, they seem to have come from the binding of a book, a diary, perhaps?
Mr. Drake, this has gone far enough. I will not tolerate this.
All right, Michaels, in you go.
Rex!
Monica, when did you get here? Why didn't they tell
me? Oh, Rex, Rex,
oh,
darling.
Oh, there, honey, everything's going to be all right.
But you didn't...
Shoot Neil? Of course I didn't. Why in the world would I want to shoot old Neil?
Because he was in love with your wife, Michaels.
What? Who are you? What are you talking about?
The name is Drake, Barton Drake. What was Neil Parker doing in your room, Michaels?
I asked him to come. I wanted to talk over my new story with him. Neil always had good ideas. He was an excellent critic.
Really? Did you always talk over your ideas with Parker first?
Mostly always. Why?
Rex, I didn't know that. Why didn't you tell me?
Why should I? It wasn't important, and besides, Neil asked me not to.
What reason did he give for asking that, Michael?
The obvious reason. He didn't want to take any credit for my stories.
How did he happen to be wearing your coat when he was shot?
He was cold and put it on while we talked.
So then you stepped across the hall, and while you were gone, you heard a shot and came running back.
What? Is this some kind of a trick? To get me to lie?
Why don't you leave him alone? Neil was his friend.
The kind of friend Mrs. Michaels who plots against him, who tries to destroy him so he can have his wife.
I don't believe it.
You mean, Mrs. Parker, that you didn't believe it? It was quite a shock to you when you came across photographs of Mrs. Michaels among your husband's things, wasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And the diary. There must have been some shocking bits of information in that diary. It came over you all of a sudden that for years your husband was in love with your best friend.
That's a lie. It's not true.
You were furious. You knew about Michael's gun. So you got it from his bureau and shot your husband through the heart.
No, I didn't. You can't prove a thing.
Your fingerprints weren't on the gun, Mrs. Parker. You wiped them off. But did you wipe your fingerprints from the cartridges that you took from the box that was in Michael's bureau drawer?
Why, I... All right. I shot him. Doesn't matter now. After I learned that all this time he'd been in love with another woman, nothing mattered. Nothing mattered at all.
Something, Bart.
What's that, Inspector?
This is the first time I've had a bathing suit on in 5 years.
I never would have guessed it, Inspector. I knew it looks good.
How do you know? You haven't looked at me once since that blonde babe sat down over there under the beach umbrella. Well, are you going to tell me?
Tell you? Oh, yes, yes, of course. But I'll have to make it fast, however, Inspector, because... The blonde is rather attractive, isn't she?
Okay. Look, just answer me one thing. Was that guy Neil Parker nuts?
Let's say he was neurotic, Inspector. He knew that the only chance he'd ever have of winning Mrs. Michaels was to have her fear and hate her husband.
So he planted the idea in Monica's mind that Rex was using her as a guinea pig for his stories, eh?
Roughly, that's it. Yeah. But Parker went further by suggesting incidents for the stories and then causing them to happen to Mrs. Michaels.
And then pointing out to her that the stories and her accidents were the same.
That's it, Inspector.
Okay. Now, How did you know that it was Mrs. Parker who shot her husband?
Elimination, Inspector, and motives.
Oh, elimination and motives.
Yes, you see, Rex had no reason for murdering Neil. Right up until the last, he claimed that they were friends.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Michaels couldn't have done the shooting because she was on the train with me.
But I thought...
No, no, Inspector. Trying to sell Mrs. Michaels the idea that she was here in Hot Springs without knowing it was a pretty absurd piece of business. It didn't make sense.
So that left Mrs. Parker, right?
Yes, but Mrs. Parker didn't have a motive, so I grabbed the most obvious one and hit the jackpot.
Pretty far-fetched. Must have been a gimmick.
A gimmick?
Oh, sure. Now, don't tell me you don't know what I'm talking about.
All right, Inspector, I won't. You see, Mrs. Parker tried to establish that Mrs. Michaels was here in Hot Springs when the shooting took place. She knew that Mrs. Michaels had a motive for shooting her husband. She knew that Neil was wearing Michaels' jacket. And therefore, it could have been a case of mistaken identity.
Well,
Parker was shot through the heart, wasn't he? That means that he must have been facing whoever shot him.
Say, so if it had been Mrs. Michaels, she couldn't have failed to recognize him, could she? Hey, where you going?
Blondes, Inspector, are notoriously impatient. See you later.
What are you going to tell her?
Anything, Inspector, except that mystery is my hobby.
Welcome back. Well, some surprising turns on this one, and I did enjoy just a lot of things in this episode. I liked how Noah Danton had picked up something that was wrong, even if he wasn't able to identify the actual suspect. It shows some intelligence, and it's nice. I did like that Barton got in a little bit of a dig on the whole issue where Danton was kind of like, it's, you know, one of those stories where the private detective is able to solve it and the police aren't. And I thought that that was just really cute in the way that that was handled. So this was an enjoyable episode, couple little touches of melodrama, but solid mystery here. All right, well, some listener comments and feedback. Kevin on Facebook recommends the show and just writes, great shows keeping the old-time radio alive. Well, I appreciate your recommendation, Kevin. I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And I want to thank Blaine, Patreon supporter since January 2017, currently supporting the show at the rookie level of $2 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then next Thursday, join us back here for our celebration of 100 years of Jack Webb. You won't want to miss it. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.